Parshat Vayikra, in the Sefer Vayikra, you have a whole Sefer on Inyan, basically. Lemaisa, it's also, it's the Sefer Emtsoy of Torah. You have Beishas Mois on one side, you have Midvarim on another side, and Vayikra is Kilu the Nekudas Emtsa. The Nekudas Emtsa has in itself certain Yehudim, certain Skulas. The Gemara, when the Gemara darshans for Makairis, that there's where the Emtsa of Torah is, it's an Inyan that the Gemara is mitzayin, what's the Emtsa and Oisius and the Emtsa and Psukim and so on, which shows you that the Kudus Emtsa is something chashev, being with Rogil and Sifri Maral, who speaks about always the difference between the Emtsa and the Ktzavis. So Parashas Sefer Vayikra has itself a certain yichud. In the that avodas karbonis, they're very, very chashev. But I would like to try to understand a little bit in terms of the emtsos of Torah Shabbat. I want to start with a maimer. The Gemara says over here, it's the Gemara in the end of Menachos. It says that Reach Nichoyach is said both by Eilus Ha'oif and by Karbon by Behema. So the Gemara learns from here that Echad Amar Bevech Ramamit Ubevat Shichav Nibel Hashemayim. So the Taz asks a question. It comes out like this: if two people are being marbe, one's being marbe, one's being mamit, and they're both mechavim l'shem shemayim. So melef, the person who's marbe is not mechavim l'shem shemayim, and the person who's mimayit is mechavim l'shem shemayim. So then I understand the Gemara would say that the ikar is to be mechavim l'shem shemayim, and the Gemara would say in that case that what difference does it make? The ikar is to be mecham shem shemayim. But it says echad amar bevechad amamit obavad shechav libo shemayim is mashma, even if they're both mecham libo shemayim and one is marb and one is mamit, there's no nafkusa between the two. And that's something that sort of is the tzadatazia sakasha. If they're both mecham shem shemayim, certainly the marb is better. That's the Taz Zakasha. There's a word from the Pshischa, a very kind of laconic word. He says, Moshel, two people arrived at some sort of conference. One person says that he had a very quick and easy ride. He got on the train, it was an express train, and he was there very, very quickly. The other one had a long tutla derech. As long as they're both here, what's the difference? That's Pirish v'loy, sasim v'loy pirish, kedarkoi. So that's his hezbon, the Taz's kasha. And try a little bit to understand the teichon of it. It says also over here that Moshe Rabbeinu, why does it say vayikral Moshe, v'dabash emelav moel moed leimor? So it says, the fisha hoysa nafshal shal Moshe agumolav. Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset that everybody was menadav something for the Mishkan, and he didn't. The Klal Yisrael was menadav stuff for the Mishkan, the Nesiim were menadav davne shoam, and he didn't have anything. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, still the dibur is more chaviv. So the shaila is over here. What's it's very different than the inyan of the Nesiim. By Nesiim, it says they didn't give anything. They were waiting to be. They were waiting to give what would be missing. And it's mashma, Chazal says, sort of atzlus in them, that they didn't actually, that they weren't oisik in, that they didn't want to give first, however you understand it. And it was sort of an afterthought, and it was a compensation. So Lashonos and Chazal are that they were in the wrong, so to speak. Here, it's mashma, I mean, it doesn't say why Moshe didn't give. Well, what was the reason Moshe didn't give until now? And here, fakert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mal al nes, that Moshe is chesheved than everybody else. And by the Nesiim, there's a taina to them, and the Nesiim's ksiv chasa. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's faker, it's losh chibur, but you call Moshe. So what's the difference between they're not giving and he's not giving? There's no, and there's not even an excuse here. When Nesim had a cheshm, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say anything. It just says he was nafshe guma. Why didn't he take out a check and give a zav, a keser, whatever it is? In the inyan of Karbonis itself, so the time of Karbonis, most of the Rishayim are menabe b'signin echod. It's connected to the person himself, as if he's bringing himself. If it's a kapara, it's supposed to be as if he's being makriv himself. And if it's a nedava, it's giving up everything and so on. Same, more or less the same nusach. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim is very different. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban brings it, very famous, says that Karbonis really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't wean Klal Yisrael off Avodah Zarah, and therefore he created a Chetimtza to wean them off Avodah Zarah. That's the Ramban in Nevuchim. The Rishonim argue vehemently, a lot of kashas on it, and I'm not interested so much in trying to be Oymer al Seif Daito of the Rambam this Inyan, but there's a Mesiris that the Rambam, even if we're not mekabel the chitzonius of his pshatim, but there's a mesiris that mitzad the pnim of the pshatim, there's a teichen that's matim for the derech ha'emes, that there's an akuda. What the Rambam is saying, Rambam could have said about many other mitzvahs that might be, I mean, lulav and esrig, there are many mitzvahs that don't have an easy tam al pisech lenushi. And yet there's timim given. Karbonis could have been given many different timim. And the Rambam chose this time in Karbonis to say that be'etzem, the Karbonis is something which could have been done without, except that the Torah wanted to win us off. So I want to try to be oimid, why in the world of Karbonis specifically is the Rambam going with this inyan? This is where he finds the place to do it. So I want to go back to start with the inyan of the kash of Echad Amar Vechad Amamit, the Pshisos Vart. I want to try from there to understand a little bit the inyan of Karbonis and so on. Whenever we have something that's done, we have a pu'ula that's done. So there is the pu'ula, there's the mechuvin to the pu'ula. There's what you're doing, and there's the tachlis and the tam that you're doing it for. In the big picture, in Torah, there are two layers. There's a layer of, after Matan Torah, there's chiyuvei mitzvahs. And chiyuvei mitzvahs are on a person. He's mechuyev to do them, whether he likes it or not, whether he understands it or not, and he has no excuse to get out of it. The kavanis that are melave, the pu'ulois, the person can be mechaven, and matoivu manoim. If the person understands the seidus of tekiyah shofar, then it's a very, very tremendous tosefus to tekiyah shofar. It enhances the mitzvah. It's a much bigger mitzvah. If a person just understands the Torah says that you should be tekiyah b'shofar, zichron trua, yom trua, and like the Gemara says, lama toikin rachmanama, the Torah says, and that's it. That's good enough. And the person was yoytzes pe'ula and so on. That is true about the world of mitzvahs. And that's why from the time of Matan Torah, when there's an inyan of mitzvahs, then the chiyuv to do it is the ikar. The kavana is a tosefes. And matoiv manoim, and if not, as long as he has a minimal kavana, we learned the sugya so he commits a serious kavana, as long as there's the sense that what he's doing is a mitzvah, that's good enough. Certainly not the reason, so on and so forth. There's a different, that is the chitzoniyistik chelik of Torah. Mitzad the penimius of Torah, it's the other way around. Rachmana liba boy. The mechuvin is the liba, and therefore all the maisim are there to be mechaven the leiv, and b'meila all the peulos, the mitzvahs are called ita, they're called eitzes in the Zohar Kaddish. Eitzes to be miyashua person, they're coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an oifin of being miyashua, the person's akmimius, and bring him to higher darga. And all of the peulas are just hechetimtzis. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakas es Yisrael, lefikach hirblem teremitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us teremitzis for a tachlis. So it's important to understand the chalukka, very important. If a person is a moirid, if a person doesn't do right, then he's wrong because he doesn't do right. Let's give an example. If a person is in some sort of in framework where he's being trained, a school, military, apprenticeship, and so on. The first chiyuv is to do what it says. A person can't come and say, well, you told me to do X, but I thought that since what you want out of this whole thing is such and such, why would get me there better? It doesn't start like that. It starts with the tzivui, and the kavan is up to the mitzvah, and that's not your business. But when a person goes through the maisim, and a person does what he's supposed to do, the hope is that he chaps the teichen, that he chaps the mechuvan of it. And the tachlis, if a person goes through a school, let's say, and for X amount of years, and he does everything he's supposed to do, letter perfect, straight A's, and then the day he leaves the school, he closes his book and never opens up a book again, and forgets everything he learned, that's not the mechuvin. He did the pa'ulis, but didn't get the kavanis. So if we're asking ourselves, in a person who is who wants to use the mechuvin to be pyrrhic oil, certainly the maisa comes first. A person who's doing the maisa needs to understand that the ikar is the mechuvin. That's the chalukah between those, the relationship between mechuvin and maisa. In the haschala, the maisa is the ikar. In the seif shaldav, in the tachlis, the mechuvin, rachmana liba boy. In the world of mitzvahs, most of the mitzvahs reflect the first stage. There's a tzivui first, like the Gemara says, Lama Teiken, Rachman Amar. That's what mitzvahs are. Hinu Muchu Zom Lekayim Mitzvahs, Esesh Tzivoni Avoyrei, this and this. That's the world of mitzvahs. Kavanis and so on are Teisefes, Matoiv Manoim. But the midpoint, it's like whenever you have a midpoint and an arrow, the midpoint is always the mechuvin. In the relationship between purpose and means, the purpose is the midpoint, the means are the side points leading up to the midpoint. The side road takes you to the main road that takes you to the tachlis. So in the if we're to speak about something that belongs in Sefer Emtzoi, then that's the inyan of Karbanis. In Karbanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, the world of Kavana and Tachlis. The Tzura of the Mitzvah gives itself. So that's why I want to explain, the first thing is to understand what the Pshischa answer to the Tazis Kasha. In the other, in the world of Mitzvahs, the person who, In the world of mitzvahs, certainly wherever the person who had a ribuy of pa'ulois is superior to the person that has a miut of pa'ulois. A person who put on tzitzis more hours than another person has done more ma'isa mitzvahs. And in the world of ma'isa mitzvahs, that's superior. In karbonis, where kavana is the tachlis, then the ribuy or the miut of the pa'ula is absolutely meaningless. So just like Lamosh, that was the point that the Pshischa said. If you're supposed to be 9 o'clock at the conference, and both people showed up 9 o'clock. How they got there is totally irrelevant. So this person took him 3 hours to get in. This person took him 3 weeks to get here. What's the difference? You're here. Echad amar bevechad amar mituvat sheyechavin libo l'shamayim means not that kavana is the more important part of mitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah is the kavana. And for some people it requires a miut, and for some people it requires a ribui. But echad amar vehamamit uvat shechavin libo l'shamayim. So it is irrelevant. We learn it from the fact that both of them says reach nichoyach, sai by oila, and sai by oif. One is a little thing, one's a big one, and we learn it from reach nichoyach because like this, if you're selling meat, then the 1 pound of meat versus a ton of meat is no tzustel. Both of them have there's a world of difference in the volume, and if it's the volume that counts, how much meat do you have? Well, this is a ton and this is a pound. But the muscle, when it comes to smell, how much smell is in one rose or in a ton of some other thing is lav dafka. That the weight bechlal doesn't tell you how much smell is inside it. Sometimes you need to take certain plants, you need to take a ton of it to get out an ounce, and some of it, a pound, will give you an ounce of fragrance. Fragrance is a teichen that's locked inside something, and in how much material it's locked, one has no indication. Meat and substance, obviously, it's weight to weight. But teichen, the reach nichoyach is the tachlis of a carbon. So whether the reach nechoyach comes from a ton, or the reach nechoyach comes from a pound, as long as it's reach nechoyach, it's the same reach nechoyach. Because of all the mitzvahs, the place where the reach nechoyach is the tachlis is in karbanis, as opposed to other things that's slightly different. I want to add sort of a bit of a side point, not really a side point, but to be mazbeh something. The echad amar v'echad amamit means, let's translate it in a lemaisik oifen. A person who possesses $100 and he gives $10 for tzedakah, so that $10 carries in itself a certain mysterious nefesh. And that's the reach nechoyach. That's kilu de toichen. That's the echam libel shemayim, is how much giving was there. A person who's in asher and he possesses $1 million, so for him it might be $300,000 to give the same sense of giving l'chav li v'shamayim. The chav li v'shamayim is very closely aligned with the ma'isa. A person who has little kishonos and knows this flesh, and he chains himself down for a half hour to learn, or somebody else who's a natural learner and has great kishonos and this flesh, and he sits down for 10 hours to learn, so then the ribuy is needed, because for a person who has, in every sense of the word, without the ribuy, there's no real mechavim l'shamayim. I mean it, l'shem shamayim doesn't mean anything. If you mean it, l'shem shamayim, how much sacrifice is coming out of it, how much effort is coming out of it, and so on. So certainly the ribuy is important for the person who can do harbe. Then if he does ma'at, it's not mechav libo l'shamayim. Because if you're mechav libo l'shamayim, you do a lot more. Mechav libo l'shamayim is the reach nechoyach that comes from it, the toichen, and so on and so forth. So there's definitely definitely there's a tzorech for the mechav libo l'shamayim. For many people, the ribuy is needed because it doesn't bring out the kavana till a certain point. But once you bring out the kavana, it's the kavana that counts, and everything around it is not on the periphery. So the world of karbanis is the world of inyanim, of mitzvahs, where the teichen, the essence, and the purpose becomes the ikar mitzvah. I think, and again, our Messiah says that the Rambam in all his Sfarim was mechavin. It can be understood. Elibid Emes all the way. The reason why he picks on Karbanis, the reason why Karbanis is the mitzvah that to him is seen as a, that the Maisa is an irrelevant Maisa, and the Teuchen is Dika, stems very well with the Teuchen of Karbanis. Karbanis is something which is a is something which has in itself the essence is the Iker. All other mitzvahs, the mice is the Iker, and therefore it would be wrong to write off the mice. In Karbanis, because the Tachlis is the Reach Nichoyach, one can say about the Pa'ula that the Pa'ula is a shell, and it could have been substituted with a different shell. But in other words, it's Dafkin Karbanis that the Rambam's Hesber, that the Rambam says such a Hesber and can say such a Hesber. The in the world of Karbanis, you see that the Tachlis and the Teuchen is the Ika. The Gemara says that the Yobah is Karboni Lashem, so the Taraskanim darshins that you need to be makdish it and then to bring it. You can't, most mitzvahs, a person picks up a lulav and an esrig. A person puts on tzitzis. So the Torah says, put on tzitzis. The tachlis of the tzitzis is to remember. So I first put on the tzitzis, and from wearing tzitzis, I remember the things that I'm not supposed to do and keep away from it. So the chachamim added brachas beforehand and kavanis and so on and so forth. Wonderful. But mitzav the tzuris ha-mitzvah, the pa'ula comes first, and the tachlis that comes out of it is second. But in Karbanis, we don't bring a behemoth to Beis HaMikdash kicking and screaming, and then we say, oh, from the Karbam I have this, this, and this. I need to be makdish it first. I need to put into play the Karbam Lashem before I start the process, because Karbanis are supposed to be, they're supposed to be primarily the Lashem in it. The Lishma in it. The Masechta Zvachim, the Menachah, starts with the parish of Lishma, Alei Davahu. The Masechta starts with the Nekuda Ikris in a carbon. And the Seder Mishnah should be Kefi Iker Latofel and so on. The first Mishnah deals with Lishma, because Lishma is the heart of the carbon and the Menachah, and that's what we start with. The Gemara says that the word dash is a pasuk. Strange, the dash is a pasuk. It says like this. It says, Karbon Lashem, that from here we see that a person shouldn't say Lashem Karbon, but Karbon Lashem. What's the reason? Because it shouldn't be Maitzi. The Gemara says, Shem Shemayim Levatola. So the Shoyin Rachayim say, either because if he says Lashem Karbon, he could have Charoti after the word Lashem, he could possibly... he could die. It's a little bit far-fetched, but you know, it's that some say he could die. The ask, it says, you know, by Boaz, that he used to, was Makdim Shem Hashem first. Hashem Imochim Gura Chayil didn't say he said Shem Hashem, didn't worry about dying. But it's strange. So the Gemara says we have a pasuk for that. It's very hard. Let's understand. Let's understand the pshat here. It means, first of all, me'ikar adin, a person should have said Lashem Karbon. Does it make a difference? I mean, why not say Karbon Lashem? I'm taking this animal and I'm being makrivit Lashem Hashem. I mean, that sounds quite regular to us. I mean, maybe because that's the halacha, but it doesn't sound, you know, zeh Karbon Lashem. Zeh atayna gol yelech misa, the kon zechayn tov ruchim. You start with the animal. You're being makrivit an animal. So he's saying this is a Karbon Lashem. And also that you have a pasuk. So a pasuk, let's assume, is a smachta. Still, I mean, with Darshan in a pasuk, when all it is basically is it's a seichel that, you know, a person is a karbanis were very expensive, and a person starts and looks at a big behemoth and he says, you know, maybe we'll bring this behemoth as a karban, and then he has charata. It's not the type of thing one would want to find a pasuk. It's kind of a functional type of halacha, and it fits very well to Rabbanan. There was masmicher on a pasuk ledavavu. So I think that that's the pshat. A karbonis meikar hadin should start with Lashem. It's something which is, its mohus is Lashem. That's what it is. The carbon is really answer. Let's take a mushel. I have in my house an extra chair. So I say, you know, it's an extra chair. I don't need it. Who needs a chair? Chaim needs a chair. I'll bring a chair to Chaim. That's one type of giving. There's a second type of giving where I say, I like Chaim a lot. I'd like to do something for him. You know, I think he'll appreciate a chair. A korban doesn't start with a din on a behema. There's hilchos korbanis, and it starts with a behema. It starts with Lashem. The korban is secondary to it. And that's why the appropriate nusach and the meduyik nusach is Lashem korban. If the pasuk twists it around, the pasuk is teaching us that it's not appropriate because behold, there's nobody can start with pure kavanah shem shemayim. A person can have charata. In other words, in a perfect world, we would start with Lashem. It's not something that we don't live in a perfect world, so we have to do it the other way around. Because to start with Lashem and not the Firois is terrible. So we start with Karbim, and if we don't Firois, it's not so bad. But that's the back and forth of which Eifn are we doing it. The world of Lishmos and Karbanis, you also find that the Gemara says, at the end, same end of Menachos, end of Svachim Menachos that deals with Karbanis, the end of Menachos is in the same Gemara that says, Echad Amav v'Echad Amamid. The Gemara says that if a person, today that we don't have Karbanis, if a person is Oisik in Parshas, Oila, and Mincha, and so on and so forth, Kilikir of Karbanis, the Gemara says, one man Yama says even weiter than that, that if a person it learns about these Inyanim, then a person should not have, doesn't need to bring a carbon. It's not something that the person, you know, people are oisik and they don't need to bring those carbonis. It's something that you don't find in any other place in the Torah that a person could replace it with that. Moshe Rabbeinu was ticking that they should read the Parshas Ma'adim before the Mayat to prepare themselves for Mayat and so on. But if somebody can't eat matzah, if he doesn't eat matzah, learning about matzah, it's a nice thing. It certainly is a worthy thing. But there's no Gemara that's replacing that. If somebody was Oisik in Yonim of Agadah, he doesn't need to do the mitzvahs of Agadah. Adrabba, it's Sha'inim Olav Dorim Harbi. The person Oisik in Sukkah, it's Ke'ilu, he sat in the Sukkah. Only in Karbanis do you find it. The Teretz is because in Karbanis, since the Teichen is the Ikka, it's possible to have one without the other. It's not, nobody can say to himself that he's oisik in a way that satisfies the Gemara, but the cholifin is there. It's the reason why the Parsha Karbanis starts with Nedava Dafka. It's a strange way to start the Parsha with. One would assume that you have a different Seder. There are Karbanis that are chayva every single moment. Talmud and Musafim and so on. Then there's Karbanis that are chayv in circumstances. A Chatas and an Asham, and then an Oila somewhat, and then a Shlamim. So the hierarchy in any mitzvahs, the mitzvah voice is first. So if we were teaching us Karbanis, we finished building the Mishkan, and now I want to teach Karbanis, I want to be Mitzvah Karbanis. So I would start with Karban. I would start with carbon chiyuvim, what you have to bring every day, what you have to bring sometimes, what you may bring, and so on. Why start with nedava? The answer is because that's be'etzem the archetype of carbon. The archetype of carbon is nedava. It's the rotzen. That's the etzem mitzvah of the carbon. We learn over here, this is the parsha, the two places in the Torah where we learn that what a person's real rotzen is. One of them is by kitten, that kaifen oisai, that if you kaifen him, the person says roitzani, so we say he means it, because he's doing it be'etzim, he wants to do what's right. And in karbonis where a person is being, where you kaifa a person to bring a karbon, and it's called l'ratzin. In other words, if kfiya was just all other mitzvahs essays, there's a parash of kfiya, but there's no ratzin. There's no gila ratzin because you don't need ratzin. And therefore, if we force a person to take a lulav and esrig, that's fine. We force them to take a lulav and esrig, bezes kaifan and mitzvahs. But in karbon, unless there would be a gilui that there's ratzin here, the kfiya wouldn't work. And it's something that it's only because we realize that a person's ratzin be'etzim is that he wants it, that a person really is a pneumistic ratzin to do it. It's a social basis, makim. So the Rambam says that's why it works. But without that, it wouldn't work. So the parasha of Karbanis, we asked about Moshe Rabbeinu l'mashal, that it was different than that he didn't donate to any one of the nyanim and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was that Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was that he was above the pratim of the Mishkan. The Nesiim Chazal were oimed on a certain atzel shabai. In other words, Nesiim should have given something. They belong. They are of the people that have a certain nekuda, and therefore they should have given something for each and every inyan and so on. They didn't give it. They had an excuse, but whatever it is, it's a taina to them. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzius is, he is the common denominator of all of Klal Yisrael. He's shokhan shishim ribui. He was a kohen and a melech and a navi and a nasi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the nekuda. Ubelvat sheyichavin liboy means focusing takes all of the different directions, all of the different arrows, and finds the point at which all the arrows are focused at. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was that nekuda. That nekuda doesn't stell itself to any of the details, to any of the specifics of the Mishkan. It's the nekuda that comes out from the entire Mishkan. The dibur from Bein Akruvim, the dibur from the Alam Mizbeach, the dibur that came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adel Lecha in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was within it, the nekuda pnimis of it, the lishma of it was the Ashuras HaShchina. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked at all the details and couldn't find a place for his metzias to be part of the details. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you are the Vayikra. The Vayikra is the point of all of it. The point of the Mishkan and the Karbanis and everything is to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your makom is that makom. It wasn't a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu. Fakert, this is the etzem tachos of it. Moshe is connected to the lishma of it. The lishma of all of it is Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why there's no it's his dargus chavivus of Moshe that he's connected to lishma as opposed to periphery. In a certain sense, it's sort of the tzelis shmuz of zman. It's a sum total of zman. Our struggles are with the pratim, with the mitzvahs, with the ma'aseh mitzvahs, and it should be a person's avoda is our avoda as a klal in Bizman Hazeh and so on is in its infancy, and a person struggles with every ma'isa mitzvah, and our mesoris is to put a lot of emphasis on doing things right, and the first thing to make sure that what we're doing is right, and so on, and therefore it certainly takes the bechira in terms of efforts, and our musa and so on is built in mind with getting us to do what we're supposed to do on the way we're supposed to do it, and the kavana is a minimal amount of just a sense of mitzvah that we're doing, and so on and so forth. That is the bread and meat of our avodah. But since the midpoint of it is a different tachlis, even if a person is holding way before the midpoint, even if a person is holding by a sign that says 2,200 miles to place X, but he still needs to understand something about place X that he's going to. He has to do a lot of technical planning about the road and the conditions and so on and so forth. But he's not a ben chayrin to completely disregard of where he's going to. That would be absurd, that a person makes a trip and a plan and works so much out the details and has no sense of why he's going to where he's going, or what is it that he's expecting when he arrives someplace. Vayikra is the midpoint of Torah. In other words, mitzvahs until now have been ma'isim that we're mechuyev to do, and our first order of business is to make sure we did the chiyuv, and then we add to it kifi hasagas yedeinu, a tosefes of kavanis and ritzoinis and so on and so forth. Matoiv manoim. But really, Rechmana Liba Boy, mitzad the pnim of Torah, the Torah is there for the teichen, for the vnei arati. The Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash have a tremendous amount of excruciating detail, and all of it has to be in place. But the tachlis, it goes beyond it. The tachlis of Ratzin, of Lertzoynei, the tachlis of Lashem, all of those come, that's where it's headed to, and that's where we're coming from. Ish kefi erkoi, a person needs to find a zman and a makom where a person has his bonus not only on how do I improve myself in doing what I'm supposed to do, which does command the lion's share of our time and efforts, but a person needs to give once in a while a sense of where is it that I'm putting so much effort in getting to? What's that place like? Yom Tovim is a moed. A moed is a me'ein of a Beis Hamikdash. A mo'adim was spent in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the purpose of a moed is. The v'no'adati of the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan and the moed are one and the same. One is a zman, one is a makom. The Kuzari, when it describes Yontav, describes, imagine being invited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. As far as it is from us, the time that we miss Beis HaMikdash is Yontav. That's when we say, Nechateinu, Galinu Ma'aseinu, not because, as opposed to Yom Kippur or Tachnun, when we're saying Viduyim, because of the Karbonis, over here what we're doing is we're missing the Beis HaMikdash. We're yearning for Beis HaMikdash. Mechata'inu here is to emphasize what we don't have. So on the one side, we don't have it. On the other side, there's a Yisrin that in these inyanim, really, the Liba is the Ikka. Really, it's the Lashma. The Gemara finishes Svachim, the Gemara starts Svachim Menachis with Lishma and finishes it that a person who's Osef in the Indian Batsim doesn't need the Maisa Bechlal. Ali Davahu, the Seif and the Tchil and the Seif of Svachim Menachis is that it starts with Kavana and ends with Kavana. If a person were to use Yom Tovim and to put times aside where a person is Mizbeinan these Inyanim, where a person is Mizbeinan, there's a third thing that's called Mayid. And that's base moyed the Kol Chai. There are three moyadim. There's base Hamikdash is a moyed, Yontiv is a moyed, and there's a base moyed Kol Chai. A person is misboining what the tachlis of Chaim is, what the tachlis of Kol Yisrael is, what the tachlis of a person's mitzias is. And a person, it helps so much when we have kalim for it. But it can be done without kelim, because the end of it is this zbeinu shabai, is this amkus shabadava, to being oisig in the yanim. A person should make use of yantiv for that purpose. A person should make use of yantiv to try to get a sense of what comes, to get a tam of what comes out of these yanim. And we should be zeicher b'schus. Using the yontif, it's an amazing hargosha when a person sits on a seder night and he goes through all the maisa mitzvahs. He finishes off with a tefillah to be zeicher to eat karbonis zvachim menachas and beis hamikdash. Ve'gir dom le'rotzein zbechacha. If we get a certain tam in the sense of asheras hashchin, in the sense of the lishma shaboy. Then we understand that we're missing are all those kalim that the Torah gave us to make it so much easier. On the one hand, we can have it even now. We can have a certain tim lishma. On the other hand, the Torah gave us the kalim. The Torah gave us obviously are the ways in which propel us to that kavan and that inyan in a way that we can't. We should talk about zeicher, but in the schus of being mekayim me'adim. With the Teichon Shebehem, we should be zeicher to the Kalim, which will give us a further time, a much, much greater time in the Teichon Shebehem.